On Thursday, February 25th, the Association for Equity and Inclusion in Journalism, AEIJ, hosted its first ever panel event. The association, based in Carleton University, was created in the fall of 2019 after an article by Carleton Journalism School alumnus Atong Atter revealed the difficulties Black students face when studying journalism. According to a faculty liaison for the AEIJ, Professor Brett Popowell, Atter's article sparked a conversation around what meaningful diversity in journalism looked like. This conversation inspired the creation of the AEIJ, which has been working to diversify Carleton's journalism school ever since. Thursday's event, according to a student member of AEIJ, Sedena Kwai, was the first time the association hosted a panel event that anyone could attend. She said it was a big step in furthering the AEIJ's mission of education.
So one of our missions is to diversify the curriculum, and another is to have better representation at different levels of the journalism program. And I think that by opening the event to other people, it allows people outside of the association, outside the six or seven members, to be able to benefit from the conversations and the experiences that other journalists have gone through without necessarily having to go through the same experience. I think it's going to give people a learning opportunity.
Basinth Matar, an Egyptian-Canadian journalist and panelist for the event, said this panel gave her hope for the future of journalism.
That what it means for journalism is that it's taking a kind of self-critical look at itself as an industry. And, you know, journalism at its core is about truth and is about documenting and is about telling stories accurately and fully. And so I'd like to think that this is actually just going to make journalism stronger, because these conversations are hopefully going to lead to more accurate stories, more representative newsrooms, and more unflinching stories that, you know, that may not have been easily done in the past. So I'd really like to think that it's just, you know, journalism is going to get better, both for the journalists and for the audiences that we serve.
Kyle Edwards, an Indigenous journalist from Canada and the other panelist for Thursday's event, used his time on the panel to talk about what diversity in journalism looks like right now and how it can improve.
I've been in all these like sort of quarterly meetings at various newsrooms I've worked at where we look at how we're doing with our hiring and how we're doing with bringing on more diverse reporters and staff to the team. I think our newsrooms not only need to be, you know, diverse and representative of the communities we're writing about, but I think it also needs to reflect in our coverage. Because oftentimes what I've found is that, you know, when we hire people of color, that doesn't necessarily change what stories we're covering a lot of the time. Like, yeah, you might be assigned, you know, to a story, you know, you might be assigned a story that relates to maybe an Indigenous people, but like a lot of the time you're reporting, unless you're designated as like an Indigenous affairs reporter, which I wasn't during my time at McLean's, you know, you're assigned to other stories that are not necessarily about, you know, Indigenous peoples or the Black community in Toronto.
Matar also said during the event that the diversity of stories is important if there is to be meaningful representation in media.
When you're kind of, and I'm not saying this is across the board, but I'm generalizing a little bit here. So when you're the only one who, say, has an interest or you know, you keep gravitating towards the stories on race and racism, but you're still pitching it to a room of predominantly white people who may not have the same interests or backgrounds or experiences or connections to some of the stories that, you know, you're passionate about, they kind of just get filtered out. So on a very basic level, you know, you may want to do the stories, but they may not get accepted. And then a more insidious thing starts happening, which is that you stop pitching those stories.
Matar said she hopes a change in journalism will be meaningful not only to journalists, but to the public who consumes the news.
With more empowered, racialized journalists going into newsrooms, with newsroom managers and other journalists being more aware of their own blind spots and past failings, that, you know, a wider breadth of stories are going to be told. Someone asked a question she asked, like, what if I want to, how do we tell stories about excellence, right? Kyle had talked about so many of the stories that he told about Indigenous people were rooted in tragedy. But what if we want to tell stories that are about excellence within certain communities? So I'd like to think that those stories will be easier to tell because there won't be the same kind of fascination and fixation with just the bad news coming out of certain communities. And that people who are, you know, running these newsrooms have more of a, you know, a wider breadth of stories that they're able to kind of hear as newsworthy and as worth telling. And that hopefully that then gets filtered back into the very communities who often say, you know, we never see ourselves represented well in the media. So I, you know, it's very 360. And, you know, I don't want to be overly optimistic because I'm a cynical journalist at heart, but I do think that these things will eventually filter back to the communities that we hope to represent and the country that we represent. You know, I think there's still a very, very singular view, very, very, excuse me, narrow view of who the imagined audience is. And it's often predominantly white and kind of middle class and older. But, you know, Canada as a whole is not just those things. It's actually much more varied than that. So I hope, you know, this kind of breaks open what our imagined audience is, and that, you know, the audience that we're, you know, doing journalism for gets to see themselves represented in more meaningful ways.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasu.